WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A confirmation from the State Department that Secretaries Antony Blinken and Lloyd Austin sent a letter to their Israeli counterparts demanding that Israel take steps within 30 days to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza, or they say U.S. weapons shipments could be in jeopardy. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh saying today,
"This was personal, private correspondence, so I'm not going to get into more specifics of it other than, it was expressing concern about the humanitarian conditions in Gaza."
Walgreens planning to close 1,200 locations as shoppers take their convenience shopping to outlets, dollar stores, and online. The presidential election is 3 weeks from today. Donald Trump claiming if voters return him to the White House, inflation will vanish completely. Tom Brady has another new role in the NFL. Owner, the seven-time Super Bowl champ, has purchased a stake in the Las Vegas Raiders in a deal approved by NFL owners. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Required financial reports by Milwaukee Public Schools remain overdue.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is still waiting for 2023 financial records from MPS. Interim Superintendent Eduardo Galvin said Monday the district expects to have the completed documents to DPI by Thanksgiving. State Superintendent Jill Underly voiced her confidence in MPS to get that done. Galvin blamed outdated software and a lack of staffing and training as the reasons for the delay. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A special fire order issued for more than a dozen counties.
Due to prolonged drought conditions and potential for elevated fire danger, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reinstating burning permits in 13 counties: Columbia, Crawford, Green Lake, Marquette, Portage, Richland, Sauk, Waupaca, and Washara counties, and portions of Oconto, Dane, Grant, and Iowa counties are included. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, areas of frost tonight, low upper 20s. Freeze warning issued. Sunshine returns tomorrow, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. For Thursday and Friday, sunshine continues along with the warming trend. Breezy, high mid-60s Thursday, upper 60s Friday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 48.
99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, kicking off the Tuesday ride home. This is 99.7 Max FM. How's your day going so far? Definitely a fall day today. I put on the jacket, stepping out to work this afternoon, but kind of in the fall spirit right now. Just got to get the Halloween outfit ready to go. Maybe you got to buy your candy to get ready for trick-or-treating. Only a couple of weeks away from that.
Max FM. We'll be right back. Oh, XFM Sports.
The Las Vegas Raiders send wideout Davante Adams to the New York Jets today for a conditional third-round draft pick that could climb to a 2, depending on performance. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The move reunites Adams with quarterback Aaron Rodgers and comes one day after the Jets, who fired head coach Robert Saleh last week, dropped to 2-4 with a 3-point loss to the Buffalo Bills. Milwaukee Brewers have 3 finalists for a Rawlings Gold Glove. The list includes second baseman Bryce Terang, center fielder Blake Perkins, and right fielder Sal Frelick. Winners in each position will be announced on November 3rd. The Gold Glove Awards annually recognize the best defensive players at each position. American League Championship Series continues tonight in New York, where the Yankees host the Cleveland Guardians. The Yankees won the series opener 5-2 last night, and today's a travel day for the NLCS. The Mets and Dodgers tied at 1 game apiece. Game 3 is in New York on Wednesday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 50-minute music hour continues for the Tuesday ride home. We've got a little bit of a big week or two ahead with some great community events. You can help support local organizations that make a difference in our community, including a big day coming up a week from Saturday. We'll talk all about this year's Fall Fest next on the Tuesday ride home with Max FM.
Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. People helping people getting ready for their fall festival. This is the 10th year they put this on, and we're so excited to talk all about it because Saturday, October 26th, you can help their Holiday Adopt-A-Family food distribution program. Now, if you're unfamiliar, that provides low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. So your support goes such a long way. Saturday, October 26th, at the People Helping People headquarters, right here in Baraboo, purchase those pork sandwiches, grab a couple sloppy joes, maybe a hot dog or an Italian sausage, and that money helps support the Adopt-A-Family food distribution program. Again, the Broad Fry Bake Sale and Sidewalk Sale, the 10th Annual Fall Festival, Saturday, October 26th. From 10 to 2 at People Helping People's headquarters.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Friends of Mirror Lake State Park and the park staff invite you to the Halloween Mystery Candlelit Hike. It's a fun family evening at the park as you locate clues along an easy 1 mile trail lit to help find out who the mystery guest is. There'll be pastries, caramel apples, and hot cocoa for free will donation. Hike will start at the beach. It is free, but you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This begins again on Saturday, October 19th from 6 p.m. and runs until 8 p.m. Details can be found at friendsofmirrorlake.org. The Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 invites you for their 15th annual Roast Turkey and Baked Ham Dinner. This is a dine-in or carry-out event. It will take place on Saturday, October 19th from 4 p.m. until 6:30. This will be at the VFW Hall, 200 Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. $13 in advance or $15 at the door. Kids 8 and under will eat for free. And the Cab Theater in Baraboo will be hosting the Macabre 12 One Hell of a Hunting event. This is going to take place both on Friday and Saturday. This will be at Circus World Museum. It's a ghostly good time at this Halloween-themed presentation. Enjoy a series of one-act plays, locally written, acted, and directed, themed around everyone's favorite time of year, Halloween. This will be both Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 at the door, and it'll be happening at Circus World in Baraboo.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear areas of frost tonight, low upper 20s. Freeze warning issued. Sunshine returns tomorrow, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. For Thursday and Friday, sunshine continues along with the warming trend. Breezy, high mid-60s Thursday, upper 60s Friday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 48. 99.7 Max FM. I feel the light explode when we're together. Emotion over.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Some exciting news to share with you just after 6 o'clock. A little bit of a fun surprise. It's coming up with Max FM and Bon Jovi.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.